Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Lena, and we're back for another Sunday. This is August the 15th, and I hope everybody had a good weekend, and definitely hope the Friday 13th was a good Friday for you. I know it was for me. It worked out quite well. So here we are on Sunday, and as usual, let me give the announcements. We've got Chabonet on deck, our producer, and switchboard operator, a.k.a. the sheriff. We've got a guest tonight, Miss Amanda, and the title of the show is Keeping It Real. It's going to be a potpourri of conversation tonight, folks, so I want you to get on that phone and start the calls. That's area code 646-727-2914. The producer gave me the night off, so she's got the show, and I want y'all to treat her right. I mean, call in and bring it on. Bring it on. All righty. See y'all next Sunday, and here's the sheriff.
Hi, this is Amanda. Good evening. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're back online.
And we're good to go. Okay, so tonight, you know, usually Lena's open up with the current news. Tonight, we're just talking about any and everything. We're going to be all across the board. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about, men, women, kids, sex,
work.
You can call it and talk about anything. But we're going to start off with a couple of things. We're going to start off with Fantasia learning the hard way she can't mess with a married man.
That's right. Married men are off limits.
Heck yeah. Earlier this week, she was treated for medication overdose. I'm sorry, that is not a funny issue. Apparently, she tried to take sleeping pills and aspirin. She tried to commit suicide over this dude. I guess she's messing with a married man, Antoine Cook, who has two young children and his wife, and the wife wouldn't let him go.
Nope. Get to the best part.
Okay.
They live in North Carolina, and under that state's law, the wife can sue the mistress. So what do you think Miss Paula Cook did? She got a lawyer, and she filed a lawsuit against Fantasia.
Ooh, she also claimed Fantasia taunted her. So what, I got your man. Next time you get a man, you'll know what to do. And she says Fantasia made a sex tape with her husband.
What?
I am too cool with that. Fantasia, I guess, has a new album coming out, a second season of her reality show. Did you ever see her reality show?
I've never seen that. I've never
either.
Seen it. I think it's on VH1. I did see a premiere.
All right, cool. Let's see, I guess the Paula Cook, she is planning to sue Fantasia for the pain she caused the family, and I guess she's interviewed Fantasia a few times, so I mean, she's a nice girl.
Yeah, I'm not
girl.
Sure about that. I do know that the husband is going back with his wife, so I think that was the drawing point was he decided to get back with his wife, Fantasia couldn't take it, and that's when the pills happened.
Ladies,
yeah.
Hear us. You do not have to kill yourself over a man. He may be spoiling you financially, mentally.
He's married.
Okay. But even if he's not married, I'm not killing myself over some guy that no longer wants to date me. I mean, there's just too many men out here. I mean, he must have been putting it down on her. That's all I can see. I mean, putting it down.
But here's the good news. She's okay. She
yeah.
did recover.
Yeah.
I believe that she was out of the hospital. So, Fantasia, we do wish you well.
Yes.
And
keep you in our prayers, girlfriend. Know you are Fantasia and you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
On to Montana Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, who's into pornography. Apparently, her video is the number one porn video sold right now. The father, Lawrence Fishburne, we all know him from CSI. Gosh,
the movies.
Yeah, Saul 13. Gosh, what else has he done?
Boys in the Hood.
My bad.
In the Hood. He was the daddy.
Gosh, what else has he done? He's done so many. Did this armored? No, some armored car one he did. But anyhow, back to Montana. Basically, she's enjoying her 15 minutes fame. She keep using Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian as role models
into the movie industry. Not
yeah,
good.
She stated because they came out with the sex tape. That's how she wanted to come with her career, but. Your dad is Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence, who tried to buy the tape before it was released, so the embarrassment wouldn't come. But that didn't work out because your daughter is now number one porn star right now.
I don't understand that either. I mean, to each his own, you know. I mean, ladies, if you feel you have to go that extreme, you just don't have to. I mean, look at Will and Jada Smith. You know, they got their kids in the movies, and... Gosh, there's just so many other ways to do this, but, you know, to each his own. Yeah. And what does she have here? Beyonce has been quietly taking a break, but now she's ready for the spotlight.
She's always been in the spotlight. That's Beyonce.
Yeah, I know.
Always been in the spotlight, but I guess she has a new fragrance coming out calling Exler.
I don't know. Exler, we are not sure what this is, but it's something. We'll just put it at that. But who doesn't have a perfume out?
Everybody.
And she's going topless in her new ad and campaign.
Oh, for the House of Darion.
Oh.
Yes, I heard that.
I didn't hear about that. And how does Jay-Z feel about that?
Oh, I'm sure he's like, go ahead, baby, show it off.
He ain't mad. You got a hot wife, do your thing. Looks like congratulations to Chaka Khan. She's being honored at the 32nd Annual United Negro College Fund Telethon and Evening of the Stars. The show will be aired January 2011. And what happened to 2010?
Honey, January 11th is only a couple months away.
Wait, no, but what happened to the one this year? I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. All right, so congratulations to Essence Magazine for celebrating their 40th anniversary. It's going to be a special edition with Iman and Naomi Campbell on the cover. So what do you think about that cover?
I think that's going to be a nice cover. Iman, she is just beautiful still to this day.
Is.
You know, just a gorgeous woman. She's still with that rock star? What's his name? Is it Bowie?
Oh, I thought that they divorced.
Did they?
Wait, I might be giving some wrong information. I don't know. But Naomi Campbell, now, okay. She was just testifying, wasn't she, regarding some diamonds? That she was given as a gift.
And happened, you know, mistakenly took off with them.
Yeah, took off with them, and then she didn't know nothing. I don't know.
And then she's got assault charges left and right.
Yeah, she keeps beating up with her helpers.
That's what I'm saying. People, don't work for Naomi, okay? Don't work for her. Then we got Rosie O'Donnell is joining the Oprah Winfrey Network. No other network would touch O'Donnell after the View. What is that, debacle? I can never say that
debacle.
Word.
Debacle. Remember that when she got that big falling out with the View?
And with Barbara Walters, what was
Barbara
that about?
Probably because she didn't get along with Hasselbeck, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth
Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Well, clearly, Elizabeth is a Republican, and Rosie O'Donnell is probably liberal Democrat, and their views did not match.
No, one's straight, one's gay. Just saying, you know, there's a conflict there. Let's see. Well, she is joining Oprah's show. The Mighty O convinced her to join the OWN, and that's the the name of Oprah's network that would be.
And Oprah's doing some big stuff. You know, this is her last season of the Oprah Winfrey Show. This season's her farewell season, and that show kicks off September 13th. And then it goes on to that OWN. So she's having a lot of people joining her. So far, her best friend Gayle King, Shania Twain, Julia Roberts, Forest Whitaker have all signed on for the shows and documentaries.
That is neat, though. Mm-hmm. You know, she has done so much for so many
people. I want
people.
Oprah to be my friend. Let's keep it real, okay? Oprah, we love you. And, you know,
listen.
We have friendships just like you and Gayle do.
Thank
here
you.
And where we are. So.
And we're trying to get some cars.
I just want to be on the holiday gift show. You know, the holiday season.
Thank you.
The gifts. I'll be screaming for a watch.
I'm screaming for debt free. Cut some checks, too. You know, whatever you feel the need to do. Let's see. Looks like there's a movie real quick. Oh, August 27th with T.I., Paul Walker.
Woo-woo, T.I.
Glad you're free, bro. We glad you're free. Chris Brown, Matt Dillon, Zoe – what is her name?
Zoe Saldana.
There you go. I had no idea how to pronounce that. Had a chance to interview T.I. when he came to town. He says the cast had a lot of fun making the movie. He says it's kind of a movie where you find yourself rooting for the bad guy. Something, I think he gets locked up, gets out. He took Fall for somebody.
You know, I do like his new song. I don't know the name of it, but I heard it on the radio today.
The one he's...
The one talking about, babe, I got your back.
Thank
you.
Thank you, T.I., exactly.
Yes.
For giving love for women who stick by their men through thick and thin. And
exactly.
They got married, too.
They did.
Him and, what's her name? Tiny.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Tiny. Love to you, Tiny. But I thought for sure he would get someone a little more prettier. I was like, you are T.I., you can have any woman that you want, but you know what? Keep it real. She stood by him when his butt was
did.
In jail.
Yes, she did. And she had her own act. She had everything
she
together
did.
When they got together. You
it
know,
was
he
an
just,
act.
Well, you know, she she had escaped. She had her house. She was smart about her money, though. Even though escape didn't last, she was smart about her money. So she had her stuff when T.I. and T.I. just took them to a whole nother level, you know.
I ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad. He's hot. He's sexy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he sees something in Tiny that no one else does. No
and that's okay, though. That's okay, though.
Exactly.
Someone got a love T.I. He's about, what, 5'5"?
Yeah, buckle 5. Heck yeah, so congratulations to you,
so
too.
So this next story kind of bothers me about Queen Latifah.
Oh,
I'll let you share it because I just don't believe it.
Amanda, she's upset because there were photos of Queen Latifah that came out this week showing Queen Latifah and her girlfriend, Jeanette Jenkins, embracing, hugging, and kissing. But Queen Latifah has yet to come out about her sexuality. I mean, come on, y'all. We have known for the longest.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I do not believe it. You know, I remember the movie Set It Off. That was one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
Okay, she played the role.
Mm-hmm.
But come on. I don't believe that.
Have you ever seen Queen Latifah with a man? Ever?
No.
Exactly.
But I've never, well, okay, until tonight, I've never seen her with a woman until I'm looking at this picture and she's embracing some woman in a bikini.
They have done commercials together. They've been in public together. They have been together for years. And Jeanette Jenkins, she's an athlete, I think, believe she's a physical trainer. I mean, Sister Girl got her stuff going on, and it's not like she's riding off of Queen Latifah's pocket. But she's gay. They like
until she
cat.
Come out, I don't believe it.
Oh, my God. We all know. I want somebody to call in and say they don't believe Queen Latifah is gay. I mean, she's very beautiful, you know, and but she's always had something masculine about her in a lesbian way.
No, I just think she is just a beautiful big woman. And I'm 6 foot, y'all. Amanda is 6 foot, okay? So.
But you're very feminine. You have the Amazon sexy lady thing going on. You're very ladylike. Regardless, you could have sweats on and your hair in a bun, and we know you're still a lady and you're into men. You know, Queen Latifah is into women. She likes to lick it instead of stick it.
Stick it. All right, well.
So, you know, I mean, to each his own, though. We ain't knocking her. I mean, at least
it.
She's pretty, though.
She
got
she
a dime
pretty.
On her arm.
She is pretty.
I mean, if you just going to go that way, don't just get anybody. I mean, and I don't knock anybody. Some people like the, you know.
Maybe she's
strong,
just
but
she hasn't come out yet.
She's not bi. She bi the heterosexuality. Okay. She's gay. And do
all
your
right.
thing, girl. Do your
all
thing.
Right. So Mary Hart is leaving Entertainment Tonight after 29 years.
Get out of here.
And I guess she says she's going to do the last season during her 30th anniversary. And then she's off, and I don't know what she's planning on doing afterwards, but she is no longer going to be Entertainment Tonight main lady.
Well, Mary Hart, we will definitely miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gary Coleman is still trying to get, what, his ex is still trying to get money out of the state. What a state. I don't understand. Shannon Price was kicked out in June, but that is not stopping her because she says, Gary, what?
Promised her that he would always take care of her. So, okay, is this the white woman, Shannon, that they were on the TV? They got divorced? I thought they were still married.
You know, see, that was the thing. I'm kind of lost at that, too. First, I think maybe they were going through the divorce at the time of his death.
Well, then she's still legal wife.
Yeah.
Unless
but
it went final.
And it may have went final by his death, and she's still trying to collect. But the thing, I guess I would like to know, what estate did he have? Because he was pretty
left.
Much bankrupt.
Maybe he had a house.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
He was trying, yep, it says that the state was trying to sell the Coleman's home. And Shannon says she should get the money from the sale.
I guess I'd have to see.
Yeah, I got to see the legal paperwork.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What kind of house is it? He was doing payday loan commercials and the cash for gold commercials.
But you know what? He's Gary Coleman. He was a childhood star.
He was a security guard for a minute, though, too.
Hey, making $8 an hour, that's okay. That's still a paycheck.
Let it go, girl. Let it go. Then we got Wyclef is finding some tough critics after he announced his candidacy for the president of Haiti.
Yes, you know that's his homeland.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it
I mean, he really went all out when they got hit with that earthquake. What is it?
It's talking about that Jean was accused by Oscar winner actor Sean Penn of not having much of the presence in the country over the last 6 months. So after that,
after the earthquake.
So the former bandmates from the Fugees say that Jean cannot be trusted. So his own bandmates are saying that.
Well, you know, I heard that's one of the reasons, one of the factors of the breaking up is because the trust was gone. You know, he was burning the crew, putting everything out there, so.
But here's the other thing. He's under scrutiny for not paying his taxes and the mishandling of funds from his Yale charity that was created to help survivors of the devastating earthquake earlier this year. So if you're not paying your taxes and you're saying you have this charity to help your people and you're not, how are you going to run a country?
That's true.
You know,
how are
you
going to
run a country? But, you know, hey, every politician's going to have critics. Every politician. So it'd be interesting to know what the people of Haiti are saying.
See, now that's the thing. Listen to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're
feeling
he is making a difference, he would be a great president. He could change the country, bring it from the destruction that it is still in back to what, though? Because Haiti was a good country. Don't get me wrong. They've had their good and their bad. But what could he really do? What are his plans, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know what the plans are, but I think the good thing would be that he's also a citizen of the U.S.
True.
And so if he could build on that relationship, you know, with the U.S. as an ally, then, you know, maybe we could probably help rebuild.
That's true, because Lord knows they need help. We usually turn our doors away.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling in to talk to me. Welcome to Talk to Me. Is this Joy?
Yes, it is.
Ah, hey, cuz.
Hi.
How are you doing? You didn't get a chance
I'm
to
fine.
Be mad that when you were up here, you had met Christina.
Hi, Joy.
My cousin Joy, who was up here.
Hi.
You're calling in.
Yay, we have a caller.
I didn't expect to be talking about Haiti, but.
Girl, we're hitting it all. We talk about Haiti, Gary Coleman,
Hey, I do. Joy, I got to ask you, though, about Queen Latifah. Okay, I'm having a hard time. Queen Latifah, did you hear the part where we're talking about Queen Latifah and the new photos that came out with her and her girlfriend?
No, I just came in and heard y'all talking about Haiti.
Okay, yeah, we're talking about Haiti. Do you have something to add about Haiti?
No, what about Queen Latifah?
Okay, get back to that. So there was this picture that came out, right? And I don't know, call me naive or whatnot, but I do not believe that Queen Latifah is gay. And Chabanet is saying, look, she's been with her girlfriend for years. Her name,
is taken. Yes.
And so
yes.
I'm just having a hard time. You know, she hasn't fully came out, which is none of our business. If she is, she is.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, but I still don't believe it. But then I'm looking at a picture, girl. I'm having a hard time. Queen Latifah.
They all hooked up. You don't get it twisted. They all hooked up on each other.
And I love her regardless. I love people regardless. But I'm just having a hard time. I mean, it's not so. I can't talk about it.
All I have to say is accept it.
Okay.
Queen Latifah is gay, okay? She liked her women. Men liked her women. I'm not mad at her. Do your thing. You know, she's not in the penis. You know, I'm not mad at her.
Don't understand.
Yes, I want to know what you know about Haiti or how you feel about Haiti and that Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef
Jean?
I don't know why I said Jean.
You know, because he announced his candidacy for president of Haiti. So
what?
You know, called, yes,
yes,
he did.
That's what we
and
were
so
talking about.
So there's been a lot of critics, you know, and there's He's been under scrutiny because he hasn't been paying his taxes and the mishandling of funds. But, of course, these may be
I just want to say, I don't know much about Wycliffe except he was in the Fugees.
Yep, that's right.
And that's all I know about him, so I don't think he's ready for president.
Yeah, well, that is his homeland. He's from Haiti. I believe he grew up.
I'm from Germany, but I'm not ready to be Germany's prime minister or whatever. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's very excited. They said he's a very, very strong candidate, especially when nobody has resources.
Yeah, the resources. I'm telling you, money, if you have money, you can run for presidency. Why do you think all these crazies try to run for presidency, if they're millionaires and then they do all these, go to all these different cities talking about why they're the best president? But they just have money.
Thank you. Well, see, and that's what they're saying. I guess he's going, it'll be for the campaign November 28th. Hold on real quick, you guys. Looks like we have another caller. Who's calling in? Welcome to Talk to Me. Who's this? Hello? And now they're off. Okay. Go ahead. They didn't say anything. Looks like maybe just want to listen to the show.
Please call back to the show because we would love to hear what your comments are.
Yes, on that. So now we got to mention something for our parents. Looks like the long-awaited Georgia Woods movie could see the light of day next year. Woods was a legendary DJ in the Philadelphia area. In the 50s, 60s, and 70s, he ruled the airs. He was known for picking the hits, his good looks, and his work in the community and the legendary Freedom shows at the historic Uptown Theater. The movie will feature commentary from Dick Clark and the late Ed Bradley. Nobody did it like Georgie Woods, one of the greatest people to ever grace the mic.
Mm.
So, and then what is this about Bernie Mac? What? The widow of Bernie Mac, Rhonda McCoke. What's her name? I don't know, has filed a wrongful death suit against the dermatologist.
Oh.
Claims the dermatologist failed to recognize the signs of medical distress 2 weeks before Mac died from complications.
Yep, and she should sue him. You are a doctor, and you didn't properly diagnose him for pneumonia so he can get treatment. You should.
Isn't that like what's going on with the doctor of Michael Jackson?
Yes, yep. But it's a little different. Michael Jackson was doctor was drugging him.
Now, did you guys hear about that in Georgia, Joy?
About what?
With Bernie Mac?
Oh, Bernie Mac. I thought you meant Michael Jackson. I'm like, the whole world heard about that.
About Bernie Mac and what?
Well, his wife, I guess, is suing the dermatologist because the dermatologist failed to see the medical distress in Bernie Mac before he died.
Wow. We're not. If it is down here, we're not talking about it.
Yeah.
Wow,
what is going on in Georgia? Can I ask her what's going on in Georgia?
Nothing.
What part of Georgia do you live in?
I'm in Covington.
Covington. How far is that from Athens?
I don't know, probably like an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not far. Okay.
No, it's not far.
Yeah. I used to have a girlfriend who lives right in Athens, and then they moved to, they're moving to Botswana on the 29th of September. Yeah.
She going deep.
She going deep. Mm-hmm.
We love you, Sean. And then let's see. The NBC, one more on the network. The news entertainment. The NBC network is gearing up for some exciting new shows, and Blair Underwood will play the President of the United States in the suspense show drama event. Good
Lord.
Ooh,
he's going to be a handsome president. I wouldn't mind him.
I will. Okay. I will vote for him all day. I'm telling you, then Boris Kojo will be starring with, what's her name, Gugu Mbatha Raw? Is she African?
Ooh, I don't know. I think you butchered her name, though.
I sure did. As husband and wife in the action drama, 100 Covers, which will air on Wednesday night, beginning September 22nd. I saw the previews for this, and you know what? It didn't capture me.
Really?
It looked too pretty.
Oh, mm-mm.
It just
never
did.
Never seen it. But listen to this. So Ving Rhames said there would be another Mission Impossible. So Mission Impossible 4 will be coming out. And, of course, once again, who do you think the star is going to be?
Tom Cruise.
I cannot stand that man. Ooh.
What? I love me some Tom Cruise.
I cannot do it.
I just don't know if he's straight or gay, but either way,
I think
him.
He's gay.
You think he's gay?
Oh, yes. I think he's gay.
You think Tom Cruise is gay?
I think he's both.
Yeah, he could.
You know, I think he likes men and women.
He was one of those down low brothers, but not really a brother. You know, Atlanta got a lot of those.
Girl.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
You need to send some of them straight brothers up here, though. Real quick, I'm going to chime in. If anybody wants to call into the show tonight, it is about any and everything. We just keeping it real tonight. The number is area code 646-727-2914. Again, the area code is 646-727-2914. Anything you want to bring to the table, Miss Joy, because we are ready to talk about everything?
No, not really.
No. Okay, well, I gotta chime this in real quick. Have you guys ever heard of this show called Jersey Shore?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I love that show.
You know what? I love the show.
I got this started. Oh, shit.
Yes, okay. It was all pumped up before the second season start, right?
Yeah.
So if you ever got cable, you can DVD. They were showing Jersey Shore all summer.
Okay.
I caught up the whole first season.
I admit I watched it, too.
You did?
I caught up on demand. I was like, what's this Jersey Shore hype? I got to be cool. Let me watch out what this stuff is.
You're looking at us like, have you ever heard of Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Not
faithfully, not faithfully. Wait
okay.
a minute. Joy, you watch the show, too?
I don't watch it. I don't have to watch it. Like, when they were having that marathon, that's when I had to say I was hooked because I saw they were fighting all the time.
Okay, so
that's
the
what hooked me.
Okay, so the second season started. The
okay.
second episode aired this Thursday or Tuesday.
Okay.
And I didn't see it.
Okay, I saw the last episode. Wait a minute. I think there's been three, I think. Because the last one I saw, I think the Snooki girl and Vinny, the one that got the nice eyebrows, were in the bed together. And then Ronnie.
So can we talk about the situation? And I believe it was not Polly D. It was Polly D, the situation with all them girls in the hot tub.
The grenades? Is that what they call it?
They call it the grenades. So they went to a nightclub, and they're trying to find the finest chick, and they could not find anybody, right? So then they just hit on these girls, took them to say, hey, we're coming back to the house. We're going to get in the hot tub. Come in the hot tub. And so they're all in this hot tub. They got some real pretty girls sitting in the hot tub. Why? Why was there a floating device? now in the hot tub, and that floating device happened to be a breast implant, you know, those little fake silicone, not the full implant, but the ones that uplift you up. Floating in the hot tub.
We take that too.
Yes. So then, of course, you know, the guys and the girls are all like, ooh, what's that? What's that? And I felt so bad for this girl sitting.
Oh, yeah, her thing was floating.
Oh, wow.
Her thing was floating. And I felt so bad for her. She got out of the hot tub, and they kicked them all out.
Yeah, they did, because didn't he say it looked like a chicken cutlery or something?
Yeah,
that
the other girls knew damn well what it was.
Yeah.
And they were saying, what's that? And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Lord, they knew exactly what that was. Yes. Yeah, so I have to admit, I am hooked, and my husband laughs at me every time saying, baby, I can't believe you are watching this crap. And I'm like, it's entertainment.
I've seen it, and I mean, listen, because at first I didn't know what it was, and it's on with our cable. We have a thing called On Demand where you can catch up on all your shows. So they had all of them there. So I was kind of picking and choosing. And then I was like, all right, let me just watch this whole series and see what it's about. I'm still not quite a Jersey fan, but this thing is ridiculous. I mean, this went worldwide.
Yeah,
that's how serious the show is.
And let's talk about the girl Angelina, okay? They brought her back this season because she kind of left the first season because she wasn't getting along with the girls, wasn't getting along with the guys.
Yeah.
And then she left, right? But during the first season, she was dating a married man. Okay.
Yes, she would
commit to her. Well, then the second show of this new season was getting upset with Polly D because he was talking to some chick who she thought he was engaged, you know, or that she was engaged. And so she's all in Polly D's business saying,
you know,
she's married, she's engaged. And he's like, why are you worried about me? Don't worry about me.
Stay the F out of my business.
And I'm going to do me. So stay out of my business. Why the girl slap him?
I mean, and the thing is, he didn't see this coming.
No.
Joy, her hand paused in the air for a second, okay? Why are you disrespecting me? Now, she's saying that as her hand is in the air. Then she goes, pow, and takes a taste out of his mouth. I'm like,
that's why I love it.
Good for him. Good for him. is that he held his restraint. He did not smack the shit out of her. Because
she smacked him like three times,
and he kept his composure, and he just said, "Get away from me." You know, are you touching me? Yeah. Oh, if you're not hooked on Jersey Shore, you need to watch it. It's entertaining. It's entertaining. If you want some more drama in your life, it's entertaining.
Yeah, because they make your life look good. And two of those cast members have been arrested, too.
Yes.
Snooki was arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct.
Yeah, that was recently. That was this week.
And, she was. And then the Ronnie guy, the real swollen buff.
Yes.
I just read he was arrested today. I think Sunday, for parking tickets.
They get arrested on camera, so it's not a shock when they really get arrested.
It's not a shock. It's not a shock.
Yeah.
At the end of the first season, he was arrested because he knocked some guy out.
And I remember him
running,
one hit.
Right. I was like, dude, that was one hit. That's awful.
Right?
Yeah,
they are swollen. They are swollen. They got the six-pack. They got the muscles. It makes you wonder, you know, is that all natural, or are they getting a little extra help?
I don't know. It's a good
question. If they're getting a little extra help, you know what that means.
Well, that Jay Wild got extra help. Have you seen her chest?
Well, I'm talking more
good
stuff than
Lord.
Men. You want that too?
No.
You want that steroid? Your muscles may be
big, what's
but your dick size is going to go small. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Not the situation. He's the man, the situation. I just want to puke. But no, I have to bring her up. She's tough. I like her. Jay Wow, yeah, she's tough, but man, she got me doing more exercise in the gym on my boobs.
She's got a nice ass body. I'm sorry, she does.
She is buff, and then she popped. What's his name? The situation in the mouth.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, she jabbed him. I was like, okay, I only gave.
I think
that
was first season though.
Is it?
Yeah,
see,
you
got to
get caught up.
I only watch it for the drama. That's the only reason
I
watch.
I only want to see the fight. I only want to see the fight. Everything
else
doesn't matter.
No, and I fast forward through all that. Just like, what's this other show? See, I'm not really into
reality
shows.
Neither am I.
But I just like a couple of the drama. The Bad Girls Club.
I haven't seen that.
See, the Bad Girls Club.
I don't
you,
watch
guys, you haven't seen that either, Joy?
You know what? I do.
No, I don't watch that.
I
know they'd be fighting on there, though.
Yes, that's the only
reason
I watch.
I do have to admit this, and don't laugh. I don't care if you laugh. My husband laughs. It's okay. Every day I record a soap opera because I'm at work.
Oh, my God.
I record General Hospital.
You're still watching that?
Oh, okay.
It's
I
still
was
on?
When I was a kid, listen, it is on.
Y'all
are going to be surprised. You are all going to be surprised at who's still on there, right?
Everybody.
My mom used to watch it when we were kids. So I knew all the characters. You know, there was the Luke Galoras. And, and now I watched it in college. But now that you work full-time, you can't watch it until the new DVD or DVR came out. You couldn't record it.
Yeah.
I've been recording it the last 3 years, and I'm all caught up.
See, I used to watch Young and the Restless, and one day
yes,
I caught
it. Yes, Victor is still on there.
Girl, Nikki's still on there. Their son's still on there.
All grown
up.
All you have to do is know who had what kid with who, and then come back 10 years later, they're all grown up, and it's the same stuff. Whose baby? This ain't your baby. I kidnapped your baby.
That's
you know?
What I understand. How do you have a kid? And then within the next Young and the Restless, the kid goes from newborn to 7 to 15 to grown and married.
No. General Hospital, Sonny Corinthos' son was 12 when he got shot in the head and went into coma. Right? Okay. They brought him back in real life 9 months, but he came back as 17. And now, wait, and then 3 months later, he just had his 18th birthday. So it happened. So it
I don't
happened.
Get it. See, we got to get some new shows, people, some new shows. Because even the movies. I mean, the movies, is there anything out? Have you seen anything good?
Yes, there's something coming out.
What?
Yeah. You know we love that down here.
Talking about that with Paul Walker and what's that girl, Zoe Saldana? What, I can never pronounce that child.
We don't care. It has T.I. in it. We're like T.I., we're watching it.
Do you like T.I.?
We love T.I.
Yes, I like his new song. We were talking about his new song earlier, and I said it's T.I. in like 5'5". 5'4", 5'5".
So how is he getting? Is he getting love in Atlanta now that he's out and home?
We were getting love when he was out. He was in.
Yeah.
He down. He up. We love T.I. We just love him because you can just see him down the street riding his Escalade. You know what I mean? So we love him.
Yeah,
we love him. We love him and Tiny.
he's all on the T.I. tip.
No, I'll be all up on it. What?
Hey,
yeah, he loves too. He's real little though.
That's
he real. Little.
But I'll take all of them.
I can
nothing against her.
I know. Yeah, we know you have nothing against her, man. Oh, God, I'm disturbed. Wait a minute. Now, isn't him a tiny? They got married, right?
Finally, after how many kids and how many years?
How many kids they have?
They got like 5 kids together.
What? I didn't know.
Yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
You got a gang of kids.
No, I don't even know. Okay, so when she was with Escape, were they dating back then?
I don't think they were dating.
I don't think they I think they might have known of each other. I don't know if they were dating that far back.
Okay.
I know for a fact it was 5 years ago they had their second child because she was pregnant at the same time I was pregnant with my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Same time, same due date. Then it was 5 years ago. That was their second child. I think they had 3 since then. So they got 5 together.
Damn, because yeah. Doesn't she have a previous one before they got together?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of babies.
Oh, long enough. Lord.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm good. That's I'm on the pause right now. Oh, hold on. Let me tell y'all. Since we're talking about kids, I was in the store the other day getting some stuff. This little girl must have been 4 or 5 years old. She's telling her mom, I want this, I want this, I want that. Her mom's telling her, no. You know, honey, no, you can't have it. I want it, I want it. She's starting to cause a scene. So the mom says, I cannot get it because I don't have enough money. You know what this child said to her mom? You need to make more money.
Oh, no.
I was like, what? Damn
right, mama. Make more money.
I looked at that child to walk away. I almost choked that kid out myself. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
You don't tell you, and I mean, said it just like that. You need to make more money. What?
Was this a black child?
No, it was not.
Okay, all right.
But you know what? And you know what? Let me tell you, when I was at Target, and I was paying for my stuff, and this little kid, he was a little white kid with his mom, and I had dropped some change.
Mm-hmm.
This little kid was so polite. He said, ma'am, and I'm 6-foot black woman, and, you know, I was thinking this little boy's going to be scared. He picked it up, and he said, you dropped this.
Aww.
I said, thank you. You know, because, you know, you're picking up some change for a woman, you give it, and he was so well-mannered that I felt on my heart, I said, you know what, he deserves some dollars. And I went over, I did, and they were still shopping. I went over to the mom. I said, would you mind if I, you know, gave him some dollars because he helped me pick up some change? And I gave him $2, and he was like, Mom, you know, real excited.
Aww.
And then I was walking out the store, and I started thinking, that's how kids should act all the time. Why I paid him $2? But I said, you know what, he's always going to remember that. I did something nice, and this lady rewarded me.
Exactly. Because that's what's up. A lot of these kids, the respect level is just not there.
No.
When it comes to parents, to teachers, to authorities, you know, and that starts from home.
Because,
I mean, trust me, I'll be 34 this month. That woman in that living room still pumps fear in me.
Yes.
You understand me? She quit. Don't let that thing be one for you. She quit. And even my dad, you know, excuse me, I just have the highest respect for my parents, and I don't know what's up with these kids these days. I mean, they stand up to, what is it? I think you were in town, Joy, and we were talking about that, just like that young lady who the cop had to end up, you know, jabbing her in her face. That chick took that like a champ, you know? I mean, bam, hit her face, and she came back. And I'm just, and she kept coming. She wasn't telling this girl was a champ. And I'm just like, where is the respect for authority?
Right.
I mean, it'd be different if she was in the right and it was self-defense. This cop was just clobbering her. But not even just the cop. I mean, I'm seeing kids talk to adults like crazy. I was watching this video clip. This bus driver was trying to tell this kid to sit down. Do you know he ended up beating this woman up? Beating up the bus driver. And
you
all
know,
this,
I think a lot of it has to do with these moms are and these dads are younger. We're seeing a lot of teenage pregnancies, raising these babies. And, you know, they think they're grown at 15 having this baby, and then that's who's raising these kids.
Because then when they get older and get a taste of that 21 or freedom, just anything – some just don't want to deal with their kids. And it's like, yo, wait, you know, get married, have your kids, don't be in no rush. You know, take your time, have fun. Shoot, Joy knows she's a mom, doing her thing, busting her butt.
I dropped them kids. They don't know what that means. I drop them.
Heck yeah.
You gotta start when they're young, you know.
You do.
Let them know.
Exactly, because we know some people now, you know, they kids 15, 16, you're trying to bring the hammer down on these kids and discipline them. They ain't trying
it's
to hear
late.
You at that point.
It's
but
too
then
late. Then they big. Look, then they big as you are. Look, then they big as you
they
are.
As big as
you
are.
You got to start when they little. Let them years go the whole time.
Thank you.
But then even if you do spank them, they're quick to say, I'm calling CPS.
My kids don't even know what that is. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh, you got to just, ease up on the kids. What else?
What else
are we talking about today? Oh, and women, you know, the DV thing that's come up a couple of times. Ladies, don't take it. Don't take it. You know, men putting their hands on women, don't do that, men. And women, don't put your hands on men either. It's domestic violence either way.
Yeah.
I know a friend that was getting lumped up by his chick, and I just didn't understand that. I'm like, dude, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean,
mm-hmm.
he was literally scared. And I was just like, yeah, trust me, I wanted
to
giggle. But it was just like, it was wrong at the end.
Yeah, but then also, domestic violence isn't just the physical.
No, and
you
it's
know,
verbal
it's
as well.
Whole, it's verbal, and it's, you know, it's the whole, if you look at, well, never mind, I'm not at work.
No, we want to bring that. I mean, you guys got that down in Georgia? Joy, how bad is DV down there?
You know, domestic violence is bad everywhere. But I don't think
it is.
It's not really spoken about that much down here, but everybody knows it happens. I think it's not really out in the forefront down here like it should be. But it happens everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does happen everywhere, and I think it's just recently here in our state because of I'm not going to say the name, the area, but there was a police chief who shot his wife in front of his two children, and they had a long history of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
But every time she tried to call the police, who's going to come out to the chief's house? Or the police, you know, once you try to call the police, who's going to go out there? You know, nobody. So now our laws are very strict. Our laws are basically if there's any call regarding a domestic dispute, whether it was touching or not, if the police have to respond, somebody has to go to jail.
Yeah.
And so it could be the man, could be the woman, and most likely it's, you know, they always arrest the man.
Mm-hmm.
Is it always right? No, but sometimes these women lay hands on the men and they go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of our state laws have changed regarding domestic violence, so...
That's it. I mean, just keep your hands to yourself, people, and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you going to say?
No, I disagree with you.
No,
I disagree with you.
About on that subject anyway with men and women.
You know, I'm still a little bothered by the Fantasia story.
And
she's not the only woman who's been involved with married men. And, you know, I got to say this. Alicia Keys is my girl. She sings. But I tell you, when she got with Swiss, knowing that he's still legally married, that bothered me. And then to say that you're pregnant, that bothered me.
And then
they
just got married.
And they're getting married. But you know
what? No, they are married.
They are married
now.
Yeah,
they got married.
But he was still legally married, right? He got enough money to pay for those divorce papers and sign his damn name.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need to get, you know, drag it on longer. Just give the woman the money. Because they got kids together, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so I... You know, women, there are so many men out there.
You ain't got to chase the married one.
Don't.
Did you hear about Fantasia Joy, that she tried to commit suicide?
I heard about it yesterday, and I was like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, no, you got all this money. You don't need to, you know, okay, you sound like he was married, but men tell you so many lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be enough to drive me to suicide.
Mm-hmm.
God, I just,
exactly.
I could not even stomach it.
And then, you know, the wife is suing her. It's suing Fantasia.
Wow.
You can sue the man. You can sue. What?
Mm-hmm.
Right, for infidelity.
And she's probably going to win. But I was telling Shab earlier is that because he decided to go back with his wife, right? So he decided to
Wow, I didn't know that part.
Okay, so now the wife is now suing Fantasia for money. He decides to go back with the wife. There got to be a law that Fantasia can sue his ass because he's the one that dragged her through this. I mean, yeah, she got choices too, but you married man and you know you're married.
Sue him both.
Right,
so
and you lying about
after,
it.
Yes, why go after the woman? Who knows what this man was telling her?
Right.
That's just what I'm saying. I mean, see, that you got to think about that, people. Who you getting down with, all the consequences. I mean, especially now that you can sue a mistress or a mister. Who's ever messing
with
you?
But is that
you?
Only North Carolina?
You better do a background check. I do a credit check.
Hello.
We
do that all the time.
We already do that. We already have that down.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, girl,
yes.
I got a date this Saturday.
We're
like,
run
some information for me real quick.
Work date.
Right. Any prejudice, felonies, any priors?
Exactly. I'm telling you. Had some people do some things because I was dating a dude. He wasn't coming clean about something, and I knew someone right. So it was just, you know, hey, can you guys run some investigations for me? There were some things typed up. Come find out. Cat just lied the whole time. Didn't own his house. Picking me up an old girl's car. Spending old girl's money.
Now look, child. We ain't even got as much money as Fantasia. We know what to do. You know what I mean? You know when something ain't right. You know when something just ain't right.
It's just
you know
in the gut. Something ain't right,
mm-hmm.
and then boom, you find
right,
out.
Right.
You know, you got to check all your check all your T's, your I's, everything, people, because even if they're telling you in your face, nah, I don't have no kids, I ain't married. Really? Well, why only
mm-hmm.
see you at 10 o'clock at night?
Right, and why are we
mm-hmm.
always going to my house?
Thank you.
Why can't we go to my house?
Why are we always going to the suite? Why are we always
going to the
thank you. Why are we only going to Kent, or are we only going to certain areas? We can't go no further than, you know, outside
look,
my house.
Look, open your eyes. She's married. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. You got a pin on your finger. It's like, come on, people. You know,
right.
And then it's just so funny, you know.
Well, I want to know about dating. I want to know about, you know, the selection of men out there dating. Because, you know, there's the internet dating, the Match.com, there's the eHarmony.
Yeah, be
you know,
a Christian
how,
for that one, right?
Yeah, how are people meeting people? You know what I mean? Like, I haven't been dating because I've been married forever, but, you know, no, seriously, it scares me to think, gosh, if me and my husband never work out, which we are going to work out, but
they
just in case, you know, it's just kind of thinking, God, I got to go back to square one. And just to
you don't want to.
Of dating somebody.
You
know,
don't
like,
want
hi,
to.
How are you? You know, getting the phone numbers and talking on the phone and then having dinners and then watching
it's
the
not
TV
fun.
Like, oh, uh-uh. You
it's
know?
Not fun.
It's
not
fun.
Fun.
Yeah, so
because I'm coming, look, I'm telling you.
Since we want to know how is dating life for you if you are dating, what's your tricks if you're dating lots of men.
What's your game?
Yeah, what's your game? We want to know. So
go ahead, Joy. You were saying,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying, Joy?
Look, we know we can't ask Shaw because of the slim pickings up there.
Thank you. Thank you. And they are slim.
You know what?
Wait, she came up here. No,
yeah.
My cousin came up here. And before she came up here, I said, Joy. Don't come up with no expectations.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Don't come up with no expectations. So I take her out. We go to Belltown.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know now what? No. Who did it? No, nobody bought us drinks that night. Sitting here calling.
Nobody.
Can't get no drinks. Sitting there grinding on us on the dance floor, but can't get no drinks. Hell, we would have died
right.
of dehydration if we didn't get drinks ourselves. I told her, I told you, don't come up here with no expectations.
But you know what? I can't tell stop. You got to come outside your box.
Oh, I'm all over.
You know, you got to come outside your box. You know, we have some girlfriends that only date a certain kind of man.
Mm.
Well, honey, it ain't working for you because your ass is still single.
Yes.
Okay? You still having drama and craziness. So you got to somewhat go out, not lower your standards, but sometimes you have to open your horizon. You know?
Exactly.
Go, you know, if you always say, I'm only going to date a black man. Well, sister girl, you might have to go white. You
yeah,
might have to go Asian.
Here.
You might have to be Samoan. You know, you got to go somewhere.
Cross all over.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Washington, you have to. You got to cross all over. Trust me.
Because the men don't have no problem doing that.
No, they ain't
the
got
men
none.
Do not have
them brothers around here walk all over you and keep
mm-hmm.
it pushing. I mean, and don't get me wrong, there's good brothers in Washington. I know there is, just like there's good sisters. But for some reason, our paths are not crossing.
No.
At a dating game, you ain't missing nothing, Amanda. It's just, oh, my Lord, you could do the Match Stop. You can do
eHarmony.
You can do
eHarmony.
If
I have to go back
public.
To dating, I will go to Little Castle Store, buy me a new friend, and I'll be good.
That's our adult store, people, our adult store.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I know what castle is. You do now. It just is. You take the time to get to know people. And I'm a true believer. I think within the first 6 months to a year, that's when you really start seeing people's
mm-hmm.
true colors. Because we have friends up
mm-hmm.
here. Within a month, Joy, he's the one.
He's the one. I'm going to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's not him.
Together.
Look, within that month, that's the representative.
Him.
You're meeting the representative.
Yeah,
you're not meeting him.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I mean, they just do. They just, oh, he's the one. And it's like, I thought he was. Well, no, he's now the one. And it's like, really, when do you take time to be just to
you
yourself?
You don't. My husband
mm-hmm.
has a friend who will wine and dine the lady that he meets.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, God,
wine
yes.
and dine the woman that he meets. He dresses top nine, you know, goes out and buys a brand new outfit, pays, you know, $150 for a pair of jeans, maybe $125
mm-hmm.
for a shirt. And he looks like, and he actually looks like John B.
Yeah, he does.
No,
he's
he does. He's
cat.
A Puerto Rican kid, and he looks like John B., but he will wine and dine these women for the first month or so. And then once
mm-hmm.
they fall in love, and they're just like, oh, Shay, I'm going to marry him, or, yeah, AKA, whatever, going to marry him. Next thing you know, they find out he broke. Okay? He is
oh,
broke, don't
wow.
have no money. I'm just broke. I hope my husband's not listening tonight.
Because you
wow.
can't stay on the radio.
You know what? That's how they do it. That's how they do it. Wow.
Yeah.
And when you got wow.
And that's how you
when
is.
You got,
go ahead, Joy.
I was going to say, like, she was talking about all these match.coms and all this other stuff for meeting people. All it is an avenue for men to lie to you. You know what I mean? It's like it's a facade. They lie. That's what they do.
Wait, one of my girls said match.com ain't nothing but a booty call.
I believe that.
She was like, hey, we're gonna get out there. Somebody trying to get up in her pants. Yep. And she's like, what kind of mess is this? Not saying everybody on there is a pervert.
Right,
but
right.
She was like, it's just straight, like a booty call match. And then eHarmony, you know, if you're not a Christian, you know, you don't get the love on there.
No, eHarmony is all, my other girlfriend did that. And she, you know, she's not religion. I think they match wherever whatever you are. There's some other ones out here that are Christian based though.
Oh, okay.
Like Equally Yoked or something like that. I was gonna say something about I forgot.
Oh, you can hook up on Facebook.com. Let's not go to about
what
Facebook.
I was say. Okay. I'm sure
there.
Joy where you guys are, you guys have Craigslist, right?
Right.
Okay. So they got some personal ads. They're very entertaining. One night I was just looking through the personal ads because I think it's funny, right? This guy was on there basically flat out, and I appreciate his honesty, saying, look, I'm looking for a woman to have a relationship with. I am married, and I will not leave my wife. He put it all in caps.
Oh, wow.
I will not leave my wife for anything, but I'm looking for someone to help me to fall back in love with my wife. Okay, so I'm like, and then he put his information on there, right? So I'm thinking, okay, he was honest, you know, maybe to get a little steamy, and he's telling you up front, I'm married, and I'm not leaving her, you know, because most married men be like, you know, it's a bad time right now. The kids are too young. You can't go through a divorce. You can't do X, Y, and Z, you know, but he's putting it out there. I appreciate his honesty. I don't know if
and
anybody
somebody
calls
will
him.
Call. That's
absolutely
the crazy part. Somebody will call him and hook up, and it's like, are you serious?
Why do you think he needs another woman to help fall back in love with his wife?
See, I don't understand that concept either, but maybe this is something that, for him to be that bold, maybe it's something they've discussed, and maybe he feels he needs to step out, get his groove back with her. Maybe she ain't giving up the ass. I don't know. Maybe he's showing her, look, if you don't give it up, this is the other alternative you've given me, is to go out here and search, you know? I mean, I don't think people understand sex is a serious factor.
It is.
In any type of relationship that you have. You ain't giving it up. Somebody going to give it up.
You know, the main reason for divorce is financial, sex, you know? And, of course, I mean, you got to be solid with the sex and the financial money.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, just be open. Put it, you know, talk. This is what I like, what I don't like. Oh, don't touch me. Oh, there comes a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You just got to be, you got to keep it real. That's all I'm saying. And then just find your own people. I just don't understand that. Mm-hmm. All these single folks out here, I mean, granted, you may be in a rut and not really finding what you want, but he's out there or she's out there.
I always say you have to do something different. For example, if you like cooking, go take a cooking class because you may find your mate.
Hey, you never know.
You
like
to
work out.
You like to read.
Yeah.
If you like to read, go sit yourself in a bookstore because they got coffee shops. You know,
library.
Go to little coffee shops. Go to the library.
Explore,
you know,
people.
Yes, explore.
No more besides the clubs.
Yeah, the clubs.
Because Lord knows. Yeah, or the church. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some good men in church, but some they're still men. I mean, yes, they're men of God, but hey.
All I'm saying is, if I'm seeing Romy Rome next to me bumping and grinding at the club, and then we both in church, hallelujah, you know, it might be something wrong with that picture, because you was just trying to get in my draws at 2:30 this morning. Now you're praising God at 9:30. That's
Bible
what I'm
says,
saying.
Don't be lukewarm, either hot or cold.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But people, you know, you just got to step out your box. Step out your box and meet different people, because you never know, you know. And then be careful, though. Once you meet, he ain't the one, she ain't the one. Get to know him first.
Get to know him. Same with,
you
know, before you get committed into sex, take his ass to the clinic.
Because I'm grilling you. When's the last time you had your physical? Hell yeah. Last time you had an AIDS test, STD test. Be open with it. I don't understand how folks are. Oh, you know, I'm scared to ask that. You scared to ask about your life?
Oh,
and that's what it is.
My favorite one that a girlfriend says all the time, I just don't like the feel of condoms.
Oh, my God. Right. You like the feel of your piss burning then.
Oh, man.
That's not a good look.
What? Exactly. No, I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
People like that. Well, he told me he didn't like condoms. Well, he basically just told you he didn't respect your life.
Yes, that's right.
Or females, they the same way. I don't like condoms. You don't like your life. You know? I mean, we're all grown now. teens, maybe even early 20s. Everybody slip. I'm going to give you a little credit on that. But, damn, late 20s and older, 30, 40. Hell no, I don't slip. Hell
right.
No. But you know what I'm saying? You just got to be responsible instead of, you know, I don't know what's wrong. I got bumps down there. I wonder why. You still got bumps. And I'm not using your toilet now.
Oh.
I'm not even hungry.
Oh, God.
Keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real.
Oh.
That's all I got to say. Take yourself to the clinic, people. Be open. Communicate. You got to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't communicate, you don't know. And why
mm-hmm.
take that risk?
Mm-hmm.
I want a man to ask me,
mm-hmm.
you know, when's the last time you got tested? When's the last time, you know, you had
and
a physical
okay
or are
it
you
is,
dating other people
yes.
besides me? Yeah,
no,
put that
okay
shit out there.
Ask. It is okay to ask that. Because
anybody
know?
That's going to sit here and or beat around the questions, something's wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or if they get upset. Then it's
exactly.
okay. It's not meant to be. It's okay.
That's a
you know,
sign.
And then give me the choice.
I think that's more so of what us older women will do. You know what I mean? Like, we'll run background checks. We'll ask you to your face. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? You know what I mean? But the young ones, they don't ask those questions.
Yeah.
I think it's
I
the
just,
older ones.
I just think, yeah, I just think this, though, too. You know, give me the option. If you tell me, in the past you might have had X, Y, and Z, or you got something that you can't get rid of, give me the option to say, is this something I could do or
yeah.
something, I mean,
right.
hell no. But it's not, I mean, you know, give me the option. I'm sure if you're a cool guy, you're everything on my checklist, but you got something or you had something, give me the choice to, you know, let me make that decision if you're worth it or
exactly.
not.
Exactly, if I want to deal with you, don't catch me off
and
guard.
Then, you know, he may never know that I might even have the shit.
Mm.
You know, oh, we both got it, great. You know, like, you know, so be honest,
all right.
People.
Exactly.
Real.
Yep. Exactly. Keep it real about, you know, your health-wise, your money-wise, your house-wise,
mm-hmm.
your transportation. I mean, just keep it real. And people got standards, you know. Yeah. I had this one dude that tried to lie to me, talking about I was roommates with my mom. Dude, you are not a roommate with your mom. You live with your
mom.
Yeah. Keep it real. Don't lie about shit like that, people. Keep it real.
But then I also think it comes in time. You don't have to disclose your whole history in the first date.
Well, no.
You
but
know, you,
damn it, you need to have your own place, a car, a job.
But what if he's in law school? You know what I'm saying? What if
see, now you're going to go to law school, too.
I am. What if he's in law school? And, you know, law school costs a lot of money. School costs a lot of money. His mom said, baby, you're going to stay with me until you're done. What if it's like that, if he's in school?
That's a different kind of scenario.
It is.
How many brothers, how many brothers do we know that are in law school?
Yeah.
That's staying with their mammy.
Hey, you never know.
That's staying with their mama.
Cool. You know, or maybe they're waiting on, I don't know, it could be some other reasons. You got to ask the question. But if he says, well, no, I don't got no job. I'm 33. You know, I got four baby mamas. And you
then
know,
it's like, no.
Yeah, no, that's, no. We got too many baby mamas, first of all. You got too many damn kids, second of all.
Yeah.
You know? And you live with your mama.
Thank you. And you may not have any transportation. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't like picking up dick and dropping it off.
No.
Okay? I don't. Keeping it real.
You know what? He could have a bus pass.
Whoa! I got a bus pass, and that's for work, okay? But I still got
that's,
four wheels.
That's work. That's work.
You know?
Ain't no bus stop by my house. Ain't no bus stop out there.
Wait, I actually had talked to a dude that said that. He was like, it's okay, you know, I don't have a car, but I can catch a bus. I was like, dude, you are not walking to the bus stop in front of my place, getting on no damn ground and leaving. How embarrassing is that to me? That is so embarrassing to me.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, you're not doing it. And I can understand sometimes people's cars are in the shop, so that I can understand. And you know what? I'm going to even give it to you that if somebody is going to law school, you know, or maybe they are in a financial crunch, they have a plan that they'll be on their own in 4 or 5 months, I might even let you slide on that. But just off of GP, you have no motivation, no goals, you don't have your shit together, and we already in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
See, that'll make no sense to me. That's why I like talking to we got 60 seconds, ladies. So go ahead, keep talking. We're going to have to wrap this up. Oh, whole hour went by.
That's too quick. Because I have something to add. You know, what if he was just got out of adult timeout? Y'all know what that means.
Yes.
Adult timeout meaning maybe the prison reform, the prison. You know,
and I wouldn't even date him.
I wouldn't either. I couldn't say that I've never. Okay? But we only got 60 seconds, so we can't talk about that, but that would be a good conversation.
One, yeah.
You know,
we'll
invite me back. Invite me back, and I will talk about some kind of prison reform.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess it depends on the crime. I guess it might depend on the crime. I'm not sure, but hold up. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and thank Joy for calling in. And Amanda,
thank you for being here.
I truly enjoyed both you guys for being on the show, and I do look forward to seeing you guys again. And hope
Bye.
To see everybody call back into the show next Sunday. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.